Title: Tabs Decision of a Singular Only Construction of the Term the Sample Stream Reversed. Content: In ABS Global Incorporated, Genus PLC v. Cytonome/ST, LLC, the case addresses a claim construction issue regarding whether a claim term is plural allowing. Background: ABS Global Incorporated and Genus PLC, collectively, ABS, petitioned for an inter partes review of claims 1, 2, 6, 8, and 9 of U.S. patent number 10,583,439, the 439 patent, owned by Cytonome/ST, LLC. The Patent Trial and Appeal Board, determined that ABS did not show any challenged claim to be unpatentable. The board's sole basis was that Simonet, ABS's primary reference, failed to disclose one limitation, a fluid focusing region configured to focus the sample stream. This limitation follows the limitation an inlet configured to receive a sample stream and precedes the limitation residing an inspection region. The board's finding relied on a claim construction for the fluid focusing region limitation that requires only a single sample stream from entry of the sample at least to inspection. The board found Simonet's figures show a split sample stream with a gap in the middle, i.e., not a single sample stream, and therefore upheld the claims. ABS appealed. Issues: did the board err in its claim construction that the sample stream is limited to a single sample stream? Did the board err in finding ABS has not shown that claims 1, 2, 6, 8, and 9 are unpatentable under the substantial evidence standard? Holdings: yes. The board erred in its claim construction that the sample stream is limited to a singular only sample stream. The Federal Circuit reversed this construction and held that the sample stream is not limited to a singular only sample stream. Yes. The board erred in finding ABS has not shown that claims 1, 2, 6, 8, and 9 are unpatentable under the substantial evidence standard. The Federal Circuit reversed the board's finding with respect to claims 1 and 8 and found those claims anticipated, and vacated the board's decision with respect to claims 2, 6, and 9 and remanded to the board. Reasoning: claim construction. The Federal Circuit noted that the sample stream in the limitation at issue refers back to the earlier recited a sample stream as an antecedent. If a sample stream has a plural allowing meaning, so does the sample stream. The Federal Circuit found that, for an open-ended comprising claim like Claim 1 of the 439 patent, use of a or an before a noun naming an object requires that the phrase be construed to mean one or more unless the context sufficiently indicates otherwise. Lightnetics, LLC v. Inutsai Capital LLC, 60F.4th 1335, 1345, Federal CIR 2023. Further, the Federal Circuit noted that the 439 patent's specification states that for the purposes of the present disclosure, the term a or an entity refers to one or more of that entity. As such, the terms a or an, one or more, and at least one can be used interchangeably herein. The Federal Circuit found that this definition reinforces the applicability here of the one or more general rule concerning a and an. The Federal Circuit also noted that neither the prosecution history nor the specification demanded a singular-only meaning. The Federal Circuit rejected the board's central argument that a plural-allowing scope would be inconsistent with Claim 2, which requires that the focusing fluid be introduced into the flow channel symmetrically with respect to a centerline of the sample stream. The board reasoned that a centerline of the sample stream must lie in the sample fluid, which, the board said, would not be true of a centerline, understood as a singular, of a pair of streams or a split stream with a gap in the middle filled by focusing fluid, where the centerline ran through the focusing fluid. However, the Federal Circuit found that the language a centerline in Claim 2 is itself presumptively plural allowing. The Federal Circuit further held that the board's reasoning does not address the drawing of separate centerlines for separate streams, and that, even for a single centerline for a pair of streams, the claim is broad enough to cover a centerline of a pair of streams. Per the Federal Circuit, a centerline of the sample stream is merely a reference point for how focusing fluid should be introduced, which does not preclude a sample stream centerline from running through focusing fluid. Validity. For independent claim 1, the FAE.